Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of maintaining the weight. And we're going to have this discussion. It's not going to be today, but it will, like, down the line, if he wants to play in the field. Now, if he wants to be a DH, as long as he hits, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But if you want to be able to play in the field, you've got to be able to move a little. And
yes.
And so that's where we are going to have a realistic conversation with the individual if he wants to maximize who he is as a ball player.
And that's why we're talking about it right now, because that was part of the bugaboo in Boston. When it came to Rafi Devers showing up, not
biggest
in the
bugaboo group of this team.
That's how Boston Red Sox felt about Rafi Devers showing up out of shape this year, and him making all that money. He's not going to do any interviews. Now he's getting replaced at third base. He's going to voice his.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Disgruntlement to the organization. He's not going to be a team player. There's so much built into it. And it's coming to a head starting tonight, 3-game series as the Red Sox come to town. If you were listening to us last segment, we were doing a fun little thing where we're getting into the mindset of the Boston media, of the former players, of the fans, and we're loving every single second of it. It's the Schadenfreude effect. It's a German word when it's getting enjoyment from others' pains. They have a word for it in Germany. Of course, the Germans have a word for that when it comes to getting enjoyment from other people's pains, right? Schadenfreude. So we've listened to the media. We've listened to, obviously, the former players, Johnny Damon and Jonathan Papelbon. Let's get into some of the biggest Boston Red Sox fans, Joe, and what they're saying. Sam, do we have that bed shipping up to Boston again?
Give me 30 seconds.
Give you 30 seconds for it, because first off, it just sets the tone, and I do. It does take me back to The Departed whenever I hear that song, Dropkick Murphys. My brother was a big Dropkick Murphys fan, like the late 90s,
early
2000s.
Band.
They still are. I think they still tour. They're still great.
Mm-hmm. To me, they're synonymous with Boston.
Obviously, right? Like, that song is synonymous with Boston. Jonathan Papelbon coming out to it, him throwing the high cheese, all of it. But I think of Leo DiCaprio. I think of Matt Damon. I think of Mark Wahlberg. I think of Alec Baldwin, Martin Scorsese. Yeah. One of the all-time Boston movies and mob movies in American cinema history. So we're going to play this here. We're going to get Jared Karabas, who was a former Barstool guy, biggest Boston Red Sox fan probably in America outside of him.
I Dave find Portman. Him insufferable, but
that's
going.
Fine. MLB Network.
No doubt.
We reached out to
him and John Boyd for me are like one and one. Like this is
that's fine.
I roll my eyes.
We reached out to Jared. He was actually very busy because he was at the combine.
Look, he's very successful, good at what he does,
and he was very respectful, saying he couldn't come on. He'd love to, but he couldn't this week because he was busy. So we had to reach out.
He's down at the MLB Combine in Arizona,
exactly
where my nephew is.
Right? Jason, I was just saying that. Yeah. So here he is talking about the Rafi Devers trade.
Way to take the fucking people were so excited for the podcast tonight. Because the Red Sox swept the Yankees and they're back in it. And it's like they're in a playoff spot. They have a winning record. And now it's going to be a funeral. How the do you trade Rafael Devers for A, that return, and B, the moment in which you did it? How? Like, there better be a press conference when that plane lands, when they get out to the West Coast, and Breslow better answer every question that the media has for him. This is crazy. Like, I can't believe it. In the moment right now, it's official. It's been official for 10 minutes. I cannot believe that this happened. And I don't think it's going to be one of those things where when the dust settles, you'll understand and all is well and the Red Sox will keep on rolling. Like, you traded Rafael Devers. You traded Rafael Devers. And maybe the pitchers that you got in return and whatever pieces that haven't been named, maybe they're great. Maybe they're great. But you traded Rafael Devers.
That was Jared Karabas, MLB Network, former Barstool guy, big Boston fan. He was on the float last time they won a World Series. So that was 20 or 30 F-bombs in there. So he's feeling some type of way about it. It is funny, though, that they did sweep the Yankees, their greatest rival, and no one cared about it because they got rid of Rafi Devers and they were all in shambles. And then the Giants juxtaposed that, the Giants losing their series to the Dodgers, but they felt on top of the world.
Like with a
like they won the World Series.
Like when the Warriors lost to the Jazz, but they got Jimmy and we were all thrilled.
Exactly.
I think that was the same day, right?
And it's not the same like for like, but you know, you lost the finals, but yeah, Kevin Durant. So it's like,
don't ever bring that up. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I had to. Okay, so we heard from Jared there.
God,
you know who Dave Portnoy is, right?
Yeah, I know Dave Portnoy. Draymond and him are real tight.
Founder of Barstool Sports, number one.
Yeah, he's wicked smart.
Wicked smart. Barstool, Boston sports fan. How's he feeling about Devers leaving?
I'm watching the U.S. Open, and the Red Sox trade Rafi Devers. They pull him off the plane, stick him in a car, send him on his way, and that's the end. Now listen, Rafael Devers is a dickhead, all right? He's a f***ing dickhead. There's no doubt about that. Like the way he handled Bregman coming to third and pissing and moaning, and then when Bregman gets hurt, he won't play third and then won't play first. So he's a dickhead. But this season has sucked for the Red Sox until the last f***ing week. In 2 weeks, they start playing good baseball. They sweep the Yankees. They won 5 out of 6 against the Yankees. They won, 7 out of 8 or something like that. We're finally looking up above 500. It's like, maybe this team actually will be pretty good. We got all these young kids coming up. And Devers is hitting for the most part. And you f***ing trade them for a bag of baseballs and f***ing a couple no-name pitchers and more. And it's a financial deal. And that's all it is. They didn't have to pay the contract. They got out of it. It's f***ing John Henry doing John Henry stuff.
I think when you're born in Boston, like the F word is like the first word you learn.
I can relate to that.
Me too.
Gets so mad at me once the show's over because I'll start, acting like a sailor.
F-bombing.
And he just is like, dude, whoa. It's like, hey, man, we just entertained for 4 hours and I had to walk a tightrope tapestry to not get canceled by culture, all right, that's out there. So, excuse me for letting a couple fly.
It's the shared workspace effect here. It's because we get out of here.
I feel like a zoo animal, right? Because I'm in here, I'm performing, I'm doing all the zoo tricks, and then all of a sudden the door opens, and it's like the lion jumping over the little encampment area that they're in. And like everyone's just staring at me. I don't even know what to do.
Oakland Zoo balling, by the way. go take your kids there this weekend. It's going to be beautiful in the East Bay. Or the San Francisco Zoo is going to be open as well. So do that. We watched Madagascar for the first time. Benny and Nora did the other day. Still holds up. It's a great movie.
I was watching Finding Nemo yesterday.
Oh, Finding Nemo's
good. Dude, so sad at the beginning.
The new Pixar movie that just came out over the weekend, everyone's saying it's really good, is Elio that just came out into theaters. Oh. Everyone's saying rave reviews is great. Dude, I want to watch this weekend. We'll get back to that in a second. 28 years later, third installment of 28 days, 28 weeks, now 28 years later. I need to watch that over the weekend. All right, so we heard from Carabas. We heard from Portnoy. This is Coley Mick, who apparently
that's not a real name.
That's what it says right there.
Coley Mick?
That's what it says. That's his name.
Might be Mick Coley. I looked him up on Instagram. That's the name from the Section 10 podcast.
Coley Mick.
That's what it says. That's his name.
That's like a burner name for somebody who's out here working on somebody's construction site. I mean, I don't believe that.
Here he is.
There's definitely like 15 of those guys in Boston.
And in the Sunset right now.
There you go. Here he is talking about Devers leaving.
The haul I got for Father's Day was a City Connect Red Sox hat and City Connect 270s with the Red Sox logo on them. And boy, oh boy, do I not want to wear any of this f***ing at the moment. Like, this is the part of fandom. Like, we get tweets every now and then, Jared more than any of us, but like, you guys are supposed to be professional. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not. I am a professional fan. That is what I am. I am not a journalist. I have no integrity. I am a fan. This team, this logo, represents more than even the local nine. It is representative of the city of Boston. So yeah, it means more to us when it's like, oh, you guys think you care more than the players? Yeah, I do. I do and always will. There's no one who's ever played for the team who cares more than me or T or Steve or Jared or a lot of people listening to this podcast right now. So when something like this happens, I don't really give a f- about like all the breakdowns of the Florida State guy that you got. Like, no, this is an emotional f***ing time because it sucks. The whole reason we get into fans to become fans is because of players like Rafael Devers, because of how cool they are. So I don't really care about what the machines and the math say that this is a surplus win. I don't. It's wrong.
Sad music.
Is this guy gonna cry? He needs a hug.
No, that sounded like emotional. That sounded like you if you were from Boston.
No.
I care more about any of these players. I'll be there till the end. They're gonna leave, but my name on the jersey will remain forever.
What suburb?
That's you.
What suburb of Boston is that guy actually from?
I always just go to Southie because I don't know anything else. Everyone does. I don't know where that's
from. Charleston.
Probably from Lowell. South Attleboro.
Yeah.
I mean,
those are the only two Boston area neighborhoods I know.
Gosh. So that's the top three biggest Boston sports heads, Red Sox fans that we found. We also found this clip from NBC 10 Boston. And if you're just joining us, we're just wallowing. We're loving the misery that is Boston right now as the Giants take on the Red Sox starting tonight for a three-game series. Rafi Devers Revenge Series is what we're calling it. And we're drinking the tears.
Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness.
NBC 10, Boston, talking to some angry fans.
Rest in peace, Rafi. It's the reality Red Sox fans are dealing with.
He's been such a valuable player to the Red Sox, so it kind of hurt my soul.
Out-of-town fans and local fans at a loss for words.
It's a weird trade to me. It's just a weird trade.
Honestly thought it was a joke.
NBC Sports Boston analyst Trenny Casey not mincing words about the team's announcement.
You traded away your best player, your highest paid player, for what I'm calling big league chew and a bag of balls. This is a salary dump. And that should frustrate people.
Frustrated is an understatement.
The season was turning around here, and then they trade our best player for a ham sandwich. I don't even know who they traded the guy for.
In exchange for Devers, the Red Sox are getting right-handed pitcher Jordan Hicks, left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison, minor league outfielder James Tibbs III, and minor league right-handed pitcher Jose Bello.
It's a shocking trade for not great value. Like, if you're going to trade away your best player, you should be getting something extraordinary in return, and the timing is also really curious to me.
I've watched Devers since he was like 17 playing in, you know, Florida.
In fairness, Kyle Harrison's a ham and cheese sandwich on sourdough. So really, if you look at it like that, it's quite delicious.
I've seen his high cheese and it's not very good.
Not good?
No.
It's like a pepper jack, not even.
I mean, look.
Or is it a can of like
poor Kyle Harrison? Welcome to Boston.
There you go.
Or Pawtucket or wherever the heck he got reassigned to.
Pawtucket, which is in Rhode Island. It's not even in Boston.
Imagine you drive your nice car, you park it outside the ballpark, and it gets bipped.
I love how angry they are.
That's like the third
reference.
That's the third reference to Big League Chew is what they got in return. Was it like the grape Big League Chew, though, that no one likes?
Here's the problem with Big League Chew, and I see the boss man, you know, he likes to open the door and like almost like a parent, and he comes in and he looks into the bedroom of the two kids that are behind the screen, as in Carter and Loveman. Big League Chew, after 4 seconds, loses all of its flavor.
It's gross. You only liked it as a kid because it looked like what?
Char.
Yeah, it looked like tobacco.
Yeah, and but I never was in on tobacco.
Well, no, but of course, you're in on the chew. Well, like Sandlot, right? Famously.
My brother likes his, what are they called? Zins?
Zims, yeah. The
what are they? Look at Carter's smiling.
Carter knows exactly
what exactly is it. I still don't understand it. They're
Carter's low-key the spokesperson for
them. They're little packets of tobacco. Think of dip, but in like a packet form.
It's just nicotine.
I think dip is one of the most disgusting habits you can have.
Well, like, you didn't have flavored versions of it anymore. It used to be back, like, in the day, and I think you have to be 21 now to buy it now. It used to be when we were 18, you could do it, and then you'd get, like, the Copenhagens or whatever.
Yeah, and then they'd be like this.
Oh, you do this. You got the...
Exactly. Yeah, whatever. Like you that, know you what I mean.
That. Yeah, no, I don't remember.
But here's the problem with that habit, right? Okay. When you were dipping, it's not about you doing something to yourself. That's fine. You do whatever you want.
Bro, cope.
It's when you smash the beer can. I'm talking about when I was living with a bunch of dudes. You smash the top of the beer can, and then you're spitting into the can. And then the next morning, I'm cleaning up the mess, and all of a sudden, there's a can of dip. A, it stinks. And B, if it spills, it gets everywhere. It is a foul habit.
What's worse, spilling the bong or spilling the dip can?
Well, the bong is, I mean, that's fine. The dip stuff will stain forever.
It's a family-friendly show here on The Morning Roast, 888-957-9570.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.